This next poem is about my father, and when we translated it, was always this problem of whether to have certain words with footnotes, which are understood in one culture, and have a lot of footnotes in the translated culture, or just leave it and find some other word. It's always a big problem, because I think footnotes are very good for books of science and critical approaches. On the contrary, it makes a very favorable impression if there are a lot of footnotes. But in a book of poems, I think it's a very bad thing. Unless you do a thing like T.S. Eliot did in Wasteland, where the footnotes altogether became almost a poem itself. Well, in this poem we had the Hebrew word, which is a very famous prayer, slichot, which is actually a prayer of atonement, or prayers of atonement, which very Orthodox Jews, about a week before the high holidays, get up very early and go to synagogue and say these prayers and return with the first sunlight. So it's some kind of... actually, we had to decide either to put Selichot and with a footnote, or else, and so we decided finally on early prayers, which is, I think, fine, because I think all religions and all creeds know and like to get their believers early out of bed, because then you can't do any harm while you're out of bed. So it's so we decided just to call it early prayers. Letter of recommendation. On summer nights, I sleep naked in Jerusalem on my bed, which stands on the brink of a deep valley without rolling down into it. During the day, I walk about, the Ten Commandments on my lips, like an old song someone is humming to himself. Oh, touch me, you good woman. This is not a scar you feel under my shirt. It's a letter of recommendation folded from my father. He is still a good boy and full of love. I remember my father waking me up for early prayers. He did it caressing my forehead, not tearing the blanket away. Since then, I love him even more. And because of this, let him be woken up gently and with love on the day of resurrection.